what's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey, the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, online radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you, of course, again, right here, WVET Online Radio, and this is the voice for veterans. We're broadcasting right now in St. Pete, and of course, that's Sunshine Radio 96.7 on Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Radio St. Pete on Thursday at 12:30. Today's show is going to be all about entrepreneurship, as well as some special guests. And I got one who's being hosted by our friend Angela B. And she's interviewing Rush, the Rush Hour Jazz Festival coming up. So I want you to stay tuned for more about that. I want to say something right now. A lot of our veterans happen to be inundated with how do we find the right place, the right time, the right way of all of that to do, to find out when they have needs. We've been contacted by several people, and one of the things we found out was Veterans Resources, and you can go to WVET and find more about Veterans Resources. I'm going to read out a couple of phone numbers. A lot of vets are not on the internet, but I'm going to give out some of your websites. But right now, I want you to take a pencil and paper, take a note, and every week I'm going to give you a different name to call if you happen to be having a problem and can't find the right one. Veterans Affairs and Benefits Services, 1-800-827-1000. Select option 7. E-Benefits, General Questions and Technical Issues, 1-800-983-0937. And that is from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's some of the information I want to give out. My Health Vet, Health Desk. My Health Vet Help Desk, 877-327-0022. For this week, now you have some information that you can pass on to your friends. Those are good numbers. If you have any questions, feel free to call us back. Now, benefits, e-benefits, you can go to ebenefits.va.gov. Please. If you have the need to know a little bit about your benefits, you can always go to Vets 214 or take that number down or take that website down and you will be taken care of. Coming next, a very special interview that we're going to do again, Angela B. with The Rush for the Jazz Festival. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More to come from WVETonlineradio.com. American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. Yes, indeed, I am back, Keith, the boss of the beach, and we're doing this show right now. And I have a special guest that I have brought on that I've known for several years, and he's going to let you all know a little bit about the rest of the veterans. The Mighty Prince, Prince Thompson, publishes his own Caribbean newspaper, but he's also a good friend of one of our veterans from the Caribbean. Prince, say hello to the audience right here at 96.7 and say hello for the veteran that you're going to talk about.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Mr. Winslow, Brother Keith, for having me on your show. And I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to Tampa, because I don't like to say the word hello because hell is low. I rather say heaven high because I want to
heaven high. Talk to you.
And as you know, that my slave grass straw name is Prince Thompson, but my original name that I give myself is Prince Guzigar. And the word Guzigar means one who love himself very much and love others the same.
Amen.
Right. So how are you, Brother Keith? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing extremely well. I love it over here. I'm sorry I didn't see you. I was in Tampa, in Miami last week. It was a quick run and I got on back out of town.
That's why it's last week, because it's weak. You better be strong next time you
come. Gotta be strong, and I'm going to win slow, so it takes me a little time.
I want you to win a little fast. I want you to win fast.
Win fast, buddy.
You got it. I'm going to call my dad and tell him you have to change that.
Yes, yes.
So tell me about this veteran that very few people really know, that he was a Marine.
Mr. Shaggy.
Yes.
Shaggy, yes, he was an American Marine. He's a Jamaican man. His roots were originally from St. Elizabeth, but the family moved to Kingston in the same area where Bob Marley used to live, Trenchtown Jungle.
Yes.
And, you know, they migrated to America and he joined the Marine. And yes. When he came back from serving in Iraq, you know, he's a sharpshooter too. When he came back from serving in Iraq as a Marine, he decided to pursue a career in music because he has the talent. And in a nutshell, he used to be his name is Bruel. He used to sell his music out of the trunk of his car.
Yes.
You know. And the song Boombastic is actually an American original song, but he make it his own and put a spin on it, and a lot of people don't even realize that it was Boombastic is really Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Yep. All those who really know, but he didn't sample it. He just took it to the next level
And make it his own, actually.
And made it his own.
Yeah. So you heard the song Boombastic, Semi Fantastic, Touch Me Now, Me Adam,
Big Record. Big Record.
Yeah,
and his was bigger than Marvin Gaye's version.
I think so. I don't think it is bigger because Marvin Gaye version make a lot of babies.
No. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about the babies.
Let's get it on.
I forgot about the babies. You're right. But from that thing is still an iconic music sound from the Caribbean that's hit all over the world.
Yes, Mr. Bruel really did something great when he make a spin on that. Just like what I'm trying to do now with my song that I redo for Mr. Brooke Benton.
Okay.
I'm sure you're gonna give the people a taste of that, Mr. Winslow.
You know we are. I'm gonna make sure that I got it. It's already downloaded to me. It's going to the engineer, and we will be adding this in with your interview. Prince Tom, tell me a little bit about where you're going with your magazine now. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Bob Magazine was founded in 2017 on the sole basis of Black America in the South was on the verge of creating a Black-owned business directory. And I came up with the idea to cover the business aspect of it. And put it in the media because, you know, we're a part of the media world from ever since. And we're always trying to find a way out to venture into the magazine on a level where it makes sense. So I plan to cover the Black business entrepreneur, the small entrepreneur and the large ones. So Bob was born, and the meaning for the word Bob, most people think we're talking about Bob Marley. But that's cool because it helps with the marketing. And, you know, I'm a marketer also.
Yes.
But the word Bob means Black-owned businesses. And we highlight all the Black entrepreneur, whether you own a lemonade stand, as long as you're registered, or you are Jay-Z or Oprah Winfrey. We feature you on the cover. If you don't own a business, I don't care how famous you are, you cannot grace the cover. You have to be a business owner in order to grace the cover. And we've been doing great.
Current business owner.
Pardon me, sir?
You mean a current business owner?
Yeah. Current business owner, and yes, I would say so. But the main factor of Bob Magazine is to highlight the business owner to create an impact on the upcoming business owners. You know, like the youth who didn't have a chance in you know, growing up, know that there are people who are very successful in this world and has their own business, and they were just like you. So it gives them a sense of hope and a roadway to success. And we try to tell our story without any blemishes or prejudice, but to be accurate, truthful, and fair. And we're not in the race of we said it first. We just want to say it because 300 years from now, it doesn't matter who said it first. What matters are who says the truth.
Well, you now have touched on what I tell everybody. You have heard the rest. Now, you're tuned in to the best. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, 96.7, and of course, WVET. And also now this interview will be on Vibes Radio 1. So we're carrying this to the bigger level. Prince Thompson, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. And we'll move on. Thanks, Shaggy. Whenever you see him, I know you know him right off the center. We gave him a shout out, and we will always support him as a veteran. I said, I met this gentleman out at a very nice event. And I wanted to say his name was the most unique. Call it Papa. And he is a veteran, but he also has a band, and he runs a small business. And in relationship to today's show, which I always talk about entrepreneurs, I'm going to let him talk about music, and then we're going to go into the hurricane season. Pop off. Talk to me.
Hey, so this is D-Rock. I already got that intro there. Our band's called The Pop Off. It's mostly me and my brother. We're some good old boys from Clearwater. Give us a look online, The Pop Off in Clearwater, Florida. Should pop up. Right now, we don't have any gigs planned, but we are working on putting out an EP of our original music coming out this winter. And as the temperatures cool down, we'll be back outside playing.
There you go.
Go check us out online. We do got some funny memes, you know, maybe putting up some of our material we're working on. You can always catch us out online there.
Well, I'll be looking for you online. Tell them what to say. How did we find you online?
If you Facebook would probably be the easiest. Type in The Pop Off, and that should bring us up. Maybe you need to put it in Clearwater, Florida. We're just a small timers right now. But what it is, it's mostly me and my brother. He's on the drums. I play a variety of different instruments, do some singing. And as you mentioned, I'm a veteran. I'm an Afghanistan veteran. Spent some time in South Korea. I was stationed in Japan for many years. When I got out of the military, though, I didn't want to do anything except play some music, man. Do some blues, do something fun, do some funk, and just, you know, try and put out some positive vibes in the world.
Well, I think you've done it. You did it for me. I appreciated the music that I heard. I appreciated you being a veteran, and I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Now, before we go, there's a season popping up on us here in Florida that we pay a lot of attention to called hurricane season. And I understand you guys do some hurricane season work.
Yeah. You know, that would be one of our main reasons why we don't have a lot of time for the music. My brother and I, we also work for Home Safety Solutions. It's our family business. We've been in business 35 years. We've got to be the highest rated ones in the Tampa Bay area. We service all of Tampa Bay area and then on up into Pasco and Hernando County as well. My brother, the drummer, he's actually the licensed contractor. So, you know, if that just shows you how close we are here in our family. But you can check us out. Our business is called Home Safety Solutions, and the website is www.hurricanesos.com. And if you go there, it'll have all of our different products listed, more information there, and then you can call us here. Our phone number is 813-814-2236, and we can get somebody out to your home shortly to give you a free estimate, take some measurements, discuss the different products. And we also have a showroom located in Oldsmar. I won't go into all the details, but look us up online, Home Safety Solutions or Hurricane SOS. There's a lot of information there.
And I always tell everybody to be sure to say we support vets too. And even though I might have you play a song right before you tear off my roof and fix it, but you can do that too. Tell them about it.
Yeah, it is veteran owned and operated as well as a family thing. Like I say, if you see our views online, they'll tell you all you need to know. We'll definitely take good care of you. Yeah, and if you're lucky, we'll put some hurricane shutters on and we'll play your kid's birthday party or whatever you want, you know.
There you go. Happy birthday to all of those who are listening. Save Pop Off, the Pop Off for your birthday party or bar mitzvah, whichever one comes first. Thank you so much, man, for calling in. And I appreciate it. You and I'll stay in touch. And I'm looking to have you on one of our upcoming shows that we'll be having in Tampa with veterans.
Yeah, we definitely would. And I appreciate you all supporting us. And, you know, I met you there at that veterans event there. And, you know, everything that you're doing for the community and trying to, you know, take care of all of our veterans. I really appreciate that. And I hope to be back on the air with you soon.
You certainly will. And we're going to say shout out to Miss Tabitha, who kind of put both of us together. Tabitha, wherever you are, we appreciate you. All right, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. I'm checking out. This is the pop-off, and we do have another interview coming, but I'm going to let you listen to just a little music. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. More from the boss of the beach at WDETOnlineRadio.com.
Now, this is Keith again. Boss of the beach, and we're talking to someone who I met at another event, and she was just a wonderful entrepreneur, but she's in business for jewelry. But she also has another job. So I want her to tell you a little bit about her support, and she's done it for everybody, churches, anybody wants to know. She has the best in jewelry, and she supports all of our veterans. Tina?
Yes. Hi, Keith.
There we are. That's much better. I got you on. This is Tino, and she's going to tell you about the three spirits.
Yes. Yes. And the name of the company is Three Spirits Accessories. Our goal is to basically enhance your outer beauty, because we know you to make it as beautiful as your inner beauty. The name of the company, Three Spirits Accessories, edifies the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Well, I know I saw some of your jewelry. It's beautiful. I want you to make sure we got pictures. I'll put them up on the website.
Absolutely.
Please tell us how people can reach you if they're looking at those three spirits working in their favor.
Absolutely. We actually have a website, threespiritsaccessories.com, and it's the number three. You don't have to spell three out. Also, you can reach us on Facebook under Three Spirits and Facebook.
Okay. Now we know how to reach you for those who are looking at it, and they do support our veterans. And she's just a wonderful person. Her partner's there. But let's switch horses right now in the middle of the stream. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what else you guys do.
Well, in addition to jewelry, we're going to expand into clothing coming soon. We just expanded into face shields. And I have a lot of veterans that are looking at the face shields. They tend to like them, and the darker the better. So we've expanded into face shields, not just the jewelry anymore. So we're taking it wherever the Lord leads us. We're taking it into that route.
Well, fantastic. I want you to know that we appreciate you. And I know you work for Raymond James on the other job.
Yes, I do.
I know you work for Raymond James, and we know Raymond James has been one of those people in this area who supported all of our veterans. And if you're a vet and you need to look at some more money and figure out how to manage your money, which is all about our problem that we got to deal with, please call Tino first. That disseminates who gets your paperwork. And we call in the office.
Right. Absolutely. Raymond James itself actually does, I think it's every April, May, and June, they do additional, they contact the employees and they say, okay, what group would you like us to donate to? So I actually have the capability, if you can reach me, to say if there's a group out there for veterans that need special, need additional monies, need additional funding, Raymond James does offer that. So absolutely, reach out to me at threespiritsaccessories.com, but just inbox me.
Veterans, I hope you're listening. You now have your own contact inside Raymond. Don't be calling him, bothering that man. Call this lady and let her walk you through all the things.
That's right.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Keith. You have a blessed day.
Well, we're getting near the end of this program. But I want to say I got one more person I want to talk to briefly. And this is The Voice for Veterans. And, of course, we're right here, WBET Online Radio. This is also on 96.7 FM. or Radio St. D. Stay tuned. More to come. Be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go again. Of course, there's a little bit of music between here and there, and I hope it's some jazz. Of course, after this interview, we're going to be talking about Angie B. Miss Angela B. going to be interviewing the Rush Hour people for the Jazz Festival this weekend. But right now, I want to say hello, of course, to Joy Martinez. Joy Martinez has been with American Veterans Alliance for many years and has done so much that it's too much to go over all at once, so we'll make this the first phase of our interview. Joy, say hello to the WVET audience.
Well, hello. How are you, Keith? And I hope everyone is doing well today.
I guess we are, because we're still on the air, and we got you on the phone.
We're doing good.
We're doing good. Joy, what have you been doing in the last few months, and what can you help us with letting the veterans know that things are still happening? And I know you went international. You went overseas for a while, didn't you?
So I have been in the last 2 years to more than 10 countries.
Wow.
The important thing to note is that while we are based in America, veterans that served our country are all over the world. You know, they've been traveled and stayed. They were deployed and permanently changed their station and then decided to live there. They have built families and careers. So we attempt to make sure that we're touching everyone that served and needs our help, and not just those who live stateside.
Well, I want to thank you personally for what I know that you've been doing faithfully years after years. Now, I remember when I first met you, I think you had one child. How many you got now?
Five.
Whoa, Lord have mercy, you're having two a year, ain't you? That is so
wonderful. Well, this last time I had two.
Okay, that's all right. Yes. We got you covered. We know that you're going to help replenish the earth, and that
it's
you're going to continue to take care of our veterans. Now,
we're working hard. We're trying to get out and about, make sure that they have what they need, especially our veterans who are displaced and are not in a stable home. And you know, with COVID, we're experiencing vast homelessness. Now we have this housing instability.
Got it.
So we're trying to make sure we address that.
Well, we're doing pretty good where we are in this area, but we need your help. And there's going to be another big stand down in October that's got moved from the spring to the fall. But at that point, that's where we will do a lot more research on whose needs are there, and we'll stay in touch with you. And if you can help us, I know you will.
Absolutely.
Tell them how to reach you if they need you.
You can reach me directly. My phone number is area code 704-997-9791. And it's the best way. Text, call, leave me a message. Let me know how we can help.
That's it. Joy Martinez, we definitely want to say triple thank you for all the service you've done to continue to help our veterans, especially worldwide. We're going to be launching WVET UK next month, and we'll definitely have you on as one of our regulars just to tell us what's going on around the world.
And I'll be listening in.
Thank you so much. Many blessings. Joy Martinez. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the one interview we've been waiting for, Angela B., and of course, Rush Hour. I love the name Rush Hour Productions. It's citywide, but this man has done a wonderful job in supporting veterans because he's a veteran. Stay tuned for this, and we will catch you next week. Over and out.
Hi, Rush. How are you?
Hi, Angie B. How are you?
So, you're going to give me more information about the event that's coming up in May. And I know that you're a veteran and understand that there are a lot of things that you're doing this for. What I wanted to ask you the last time, and I don't know if I forgot or not, was the donations for this event. This is a Jazz Fest, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The donation for this event, is this scholarship for vets or is it scholarship for vets' children?
It's for children, right? They're low income, under, and it could be, their parents could be vets. That wasn't a requirement when I pushed that out. All right. But primarily it's for college bound seniors, you know, that focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics or criminal justice. So yeah, but their parents could be vets, but that wasn't a data point that I was looking at the time that I made, you know, I set this thing up. But it's a good point. It's a good point. No, it's a good point.
Yeah. But you're a veteran, and I know that you truly love the job that you did in the past, and you're continuing to reach out to other veterans as well to continue to do good things for each other while you're no longer serving the country. But what I want to ask you is, how long have you been in the service?
I was in the service for 6 years.
Okay.
1977 to 1983. And then I finished up my career. I finished up my department because, Army was in my DNA. So I finished up my federal time as a Department of the Army civilian. So I was a federal.
Well, I have a son-in-law that's Army, a daughter that's Army, and a grandson that's just getting ready to be Army.
So God bless you. And as we say in the Army, Hua. The Marines say hoorah. Okay.
Yeah.
The Army says Hua.
See, I got close, but not close enough.
You were close. So, you were close. That's right.
Mr. Rush, can you please explain a little bit more about the up-and-coming event and where it's going to be and the phone number? 2021.
Correct.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Waterworks Park, downtown Tampa, on the channel side near Amateur Works. The address is 1701 North Highland Avenue, Tampa.
And what time does that event start?
2 o'clock. So the first act goes on at 2:30. And by the way, this is going to be the University of South Florida, University of South Florida student who's put together kind of a jazz combo. They're not students of University of South Florida, but this one particular a musician is. So I'm going to give them an opportunity to play for half an hour. So they start from 2:30 to 3 o'clock.
So that's the 2021.
May 22nd.
That's
a Saturday, ma'am.
It's Saturday. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So Saturday, May the 22nd.
Most people know Amateur Works. It's another complex that sits behind it. But it's the Waterworks Park. Yes, ma'am.
And it starts at 2 p.m. and it goes till when?
Until 9:30.
Okay, so from 2:30 to 9:30, you can see many different artists. Do you have the names of any of them that we might know?
These are local artists, and one of them is going to be my featured artist, which is Mr. Marlon Boone. He's a saxophonist. Followed by Mr. Jay Singleton, because Marlon supported me last time, the last time I did this event. Jay Singleton and his band, they're new. Now, Jay used to play with the Beatdown band, but he has his own band, saxophone. So Jay's on there. Then I have Javon Falcon, who is a trumpeter. He'll be there. I have the Latin Jazz Nights. Okay. I think it's like an eight-piece. I think it's like an eight-piece band, but they played for me last year as well. So the main thing is, I believe, and I, you know, because I know what I like, I believe there's enough smooth jazz folks who would like to come and see something like that. But it's all jazz. So, yes, ma'am. Right. Those are the group. Yes, ma'am.
How do you get tickets for that event?
Well, the best thing to do, ma'am, is to go on Eventbrite, the ticket, okay, and type in Land on Your Feet Festival. And it's Eventbrite. And under the search, type in Land on Your Feet Festival or Jazz Festival. And it should come up.
Okay. Is there anything else that you might want to tell our audience out there?
I'm going to have vendors out there, food vendors. I'm currently working with a company to see if we can have an open bar out there. So there's will be other artisan vendors out there. I'm just giving folks an opportunity to display. They're all from Tampa.
So it's going to be mostly local artists that are very good at what they do.
Yes.
And it's for a good cause. To get scholarships for children. Sarash, it's a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Again, this is Angela B. But take care of yourselves. So long. Bye. Mr. Rush, thank you.
Tune in again 24/7 WBET onlineradio.com.